hydrogen from water and sunlight. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. If hydrogen fuel cell cars are going to become commonplace, we need cleaner and cheaper ways to produce hydrogen. Making it from natural gas is not environmentally desirable, and so far, using electrolysis to break apart water has been too energy intensive and too expensive. Scientists around the world continue to look for ways to replicate photosynthesis. Essentially, what plants do is convert light from the sun into usable energy in the form of chemicals. Photosynthesis splits water into its component elements and then creates hydrocarbons and releases oxygen into the air. The goal of artificial photosynthesis development is to find a method for splitting water that mimics nature and is efficient, cheap, and robust. The Joint Center for Artificial Photosynthesis program, funded by the Department of Energy, has nearly 200 scientists working on the problem. Private companies and universities around the world are pursuing the dream of an artificial leaf. A team at the Australian National University recently was successful in replicating one of the crucial steps in photosynthesis by creating a protein that transfers electrical charge when light is shined on it. The protein is a modified version of one that occurs in nature and doesn't involve any exotic or expensive materials. Artificial photosynthesis is an exciting possibility for the widespread use of hydrogen because its basic ingredients, sunlight and water, are abundant and ubiquitous. If we're going to start filling our fuel tanks with hydrogen instead of gasoline, we need to find a way to make hydrogen that is economical and environmentally friendly. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.